Islam merely does not believe in monotheism. Islam believes in Tawheed. Tawheed comes from the root word wahada, which means to unify, which means to consolidate, which means unification. And there are three categories of Tawheed. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat, and Tawheed al-Ibadah. The first is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, maintaining the unity of Lordship. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only God who's worthy of worship. Everything is dependent on Him, but He is independent of everything. The second category of Tawheed is Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat. This has further been divided into five subheadings. The first is that the names and attributes you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should be as per Allah and His Messenger have given. You cannot give your own names. For example, you cannot say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghazzab. Though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry, you cannot give your own attribute to Him. The second is that the names and attributes you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the description should be as per Allah and His Messenger have given. You cannot give your own description. However it is, you have to take it. The third is that the qualities of human being, you cannot give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot say that Almighty God, He makes a mistake. You cannot say Almighty God, He forgets. Na'uzu billah. The fourth is that you cannot give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qualities to a human being. You cannot say, I saw an immortal person. The fifth is that when you give the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to any human being, you have to add Abd before it. For example, Abdullah. And Abd can only be added before the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot say Abdul Rasul. The third category of Tawheed is Tawheed al-Ibadah, maintaining the unity of Allah's worship. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is worthy of worship. You have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without associating partners with Him. And if you have the first two categories of Tawheed, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat. But if you do not have Tawheed al-Ibadah, then you are committing shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the biggest sin in Islam is shirk.